My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the customs post. He said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat with Jesus and his disciples. The Pharisee saw this and said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" He heard this and said, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. Go and learn the meaning of the words, 'I desire mercy, not sacrifice.' I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we celebrate the Feast of St. Matthew. And of course, priests and religious, we say, the office of readings every day. And so in the office of readings, someone, a saint, usually gives a reflection on the feast or the day or whatever. And so this morning is from St. Bede. And it's interesting because I've never hit me before, but he says, Jesus looked at Matthew with the eyes of mercy. Jesus looked at Matthew with the eyes of mercy. So he could see all that stuff in Matthew, that he'd be an apostle, that he just wasn't a sinner, that he wasn't just a tax collector. He looked with him with the eyes of mercy. And so everything changed. The Pharisees did not look at Jesus with the eyes of mercy, but the eyes of judgment. Today, we get to make a choice in every day of our life. When we look at others with the eyes of judgment, with the eyes of accusation, or we look at others today with the eyes of mercy, it makes all the difference in our life and the life of others. Very simple. Let's look at others today as Jesus did, through the eyes of mercy. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray, as always, for our Holy Father, Pope Francis. We pray for all bishops, all priests, all religious women and men, that they would look at all people with the eyes of mercy. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for all world leaders. They would work for peace and for justice. We pray to the Lord. Let's pray for the end of the curse of abortion. All abortion clinics will close. We pray God's mercy on anyone who's had an abortion or helped someone have an abortion. We pray to the Lord. We pray for those who are sick that God would heal them. We pray to the Lord. We pray for all those who have died. Remember all the poor souls in purgatory. Remember all the priests and religious on this year anniversary of their death, especially Father John Smith from our diocese. We remember most especially this morning James Stein, for whom this Mass is being offered, that God would give them all eternal life into heaven. We pray to the Lord. And as always, I'll offer up this Mass also for you and your intentions. So in the silence of your heart, tell Jesus what you need, and we'll offer up this Mass also for you and those intentions. We pray to the Lord. Father, help us to see all people the way you see them, through the eyes of mercy. We beg you these things, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.